Fierce winds and rain continue to pelt Capital City. Several major highways have been flooded, isolating some of the outlying regions. Stay tuned to Cap Radio for emergency flood news.
If you could put in a good word, Mr. Cassidy, we've had enough rain.
Okay, now, sir, the National Guard has been mobilized.
Check.
We've alerted the Army Corps of Engineers and the State Police.
Check.
Well, we've got plenty of volunteers filling sandbags.
That's wonderful.
Well, it's small compensation for missing a wonderful evening in the theater. Why does it always have to rain on my parade?
I hate to bring it to your attention, Clayton, but it's raining on everyone's parade.
Parade in this rain? Why would anybody want to do that?
No. There is no parade.
Oh, I see. It's canceled because of the rain.
Governor, why don't you go and get into some dry clothes?
Yeah, and hurry. Your brain is beginning to mildew.
Sir, you do have your radio announcement in 45 minutes.
Right.
Daddy?
Oh, and Governor.
Yes, Katie?
Oh, fine.
It's kind of creepy upstairs. Can I hang out with you guys?
Sure.
What happened?
I don't know.
It's an old Irish curse. On Halloween of all nights.
What curse?
If a teacup on All Hallows' Eve falls upon the floor, prepare your mortal self to leave, for death is at the door.
Well, I don't get it. What does it mean?
Krause, it's a curse. Don't pry.
Don't you see? It means someone is going to die tonight.
Krause, your date's here.
Good evening. I seek refuge from the storm.
And we're sandbagging here along the northern edge of Highway 37.
Looks like we've got everything covered.
And don't we have enough to do without worrying about security?
That's your job, Leary.
Did you find out anything about that guy who flew into my office?
Not much. We searched him. All he had on him was his business card.
Travel arrangements. G. Reaper.
Did you hear that?
It must be one of the guard dogs.
Sergeant Leary, I think we deserve an explanation. How did the man get in?
Professionally speaking, beats me.
You haven't been nipping at your cold medicine again, have you, Leary?
No, sir, I haven't had a drop since that talk we had.
Well, where is he now?
He's downstairs in security until we can decide his fate.
Well, maybe we should cuff him so he doesn't magically appear in another room.
Oh, come on, Clayton. The man was just trying to get in out of the rain. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Oh, Bunsen's right. Sergeant Leary, take him to my office. I'll talk to him later.
Right.
Well, sir, I don't think it's wise to let that weirdo in your office. The man dresses like the proprietor of a torture chamber.
He's probably just on his way to a Halloween party.
Yeah, besides, how would it look if the governor refused shelter to a man in distress?
He's not a man. He's the Irish curse. He's a specter of death living amongst us.
Well, he may be the specter of death, but he's certainly not Irish.
Did you feel how cold it got in there when he appeared?
Well, of course it got cold. The doors blew open.
But Benson, it was a different kind of cold from another dimension.
Oh, you're from another dimension. Krause, you're not helping.
It's the curse come true. Someone is going to die tonight.
Krause, could you go lay her down somewhere?
Mrs. Cassidy, would you like to lie down?
No.
Well, how about a vodka gimlet?
Now you're talking.
What a pinhead.
Tonight you'll have to be a little bit more specific, Clayton. Who's a pinhead?
Well, I was thinking about Mrs. Cassidy.
Clayton, you shouldn't make fun of people's beliefs.
Oh, sir, believing that death has come to call in the form of Mr. Reaper.
That is a dog, isn't it?
Superstitions and myth. Why do people make up all these conjectures about death?
Because we don't know the whole story. So far, no one sent us a postcard from the other side.
Well, no, that's not true. There was this man in Houston who died on the operating table, and he came back.
To Houston?
I believe so. Anyway, he said that heaven was a great green field with lights all around and a hole in the middle of the sky.
Oh, balderdash. That's not heaven, that's the Astrodome.
Okay, here's one you're never gonna get. Jerry Garcia is part of which popular rock group?
The Grateful Dead.
You win again.
So, how's the game going?
He's killing me.
Figure of speech, mind you.
How'd you like to play, Daddy?
No, thank you, honey. I've got to make an emergency announcement on Cap Radio.
Really? You're going to be on Cap Radio?
Uh-huh.
I'll go listen to you. See you later. Good luck.
Hey, your card says you're in the travel business. What sort of trips do you arrange?
Oh, I specialize in one-way journeys.
One-way? Well, how do they get back?
They generally don't. Well, not long ago, there was a man in Houston.
Come on, radio. Hello, Cap Radio. This is Governor Gatling. No, I don't have a request. I have an emergency announcement. I'm on hold.
I haven't known this kind of weather since last I passed through here.
Oh, so you have been around here before?
Oh, yes. A few years ago, I arranged a journey for 93 travelers from Irontown.
Irontown? I never heard of it. Are you sure it's around here?
Quite sure.
Oh, hello, Howard. Yes, I'm ready for the announcement. This is Governor Gatling. Good evening, fellow citizens. As you know, this is Halloween. But because of the severity of this terrible, terrible storm...
Governor, keep it light. People are worried enough already.
Because of these showers tonight, I am asking all of you good parents of Capital City to keep your little goblins at home this evening, and let's just put our candy away and have Halloween another night. I know I'm going to put all my wax lips and my candy corn and my chocolate kisses away in the cupboard. Oh, I just love those kind of candies, don't you? They used to have little dots, and they were on like a strip. Oh, well, I guess that's about all. Happy Halloween. Good night. Back to you, Howard. Is that okay?
Yeah. It was to the point, and yet it had all the folksy charm of a candygram.
Oh, I'm sorry we've been neglecting you, sir. Been pretty busy around here this evening. Something I can get you, Mr. Reaper?
That dog's beginning to get on my nerves.
Perhaps the animal is sensing something.
Hello.
Yes, this is Governor Gunn. What?
Oh,
all right. Just keep me posted. Right.
What is it now?
A school bus from Central High School is missing. 41 kids and the driver. They think it went into the river.
I'll get on it right away.
When will it end?
Isn't that man's eternal question? When? When will it end?
This is terrible. people, and it's all the fault of that Mr. Reaper.
What is the matter with that dog?
Ernest, that he does that every time we mention you-know-who.
Mr. Reaper?
It is just a coincidence.
I don't know. Maybe all of our troubles have something to do with Mr.
Don't say it. You'll wear that dog out.
What's going on?
Insanity is going on, and it's not going to stop until we have security throw that man out.
Security can't stop him. Nothing can stop him. He's not of this world.
He's not of this world? Maybe Krause can stop him.
What's wrong with Mrs. Cassidy?
Well, honey, see, Mrs. Cassidy believes that...
Well said, Governor.
She thinks that weirdo in your father's office is dead.
Well, he's cute, but not devastating.
No, Catherine. She thinks he's the specter of death, stalking the earth on Halloween, harvesting his victims. Yeah!
You're spitting on me, Clayton.
Now, everybody calm down. Now, he's a traveler lost in a storm whose name happens to be Mr. Reaper.
Oh, Benson, I'm so scared.
Get off of me. Get off of me!
Then all this howling and stuff is giving me the goosebumps.
Let's settle this. Let's go have a talk with Mr. G. Reaper.
That's strange.
Why is it so cold in here?
I don't know. I turned the thermostat up to 85 degrees. It got colder.
Okay, you can wait outside.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Dubois. I was expecting you. Please sit down.
Oh, that's okay. It won't take that long. Actually, I'm embarrassed to say this.
What is it?
My friends in the kitchen have this notion that your name, G. Reaper, stands for Grim Reaper. You must get that all the time.
Yes, I do.
What do you say when people say they think you're dead?
I tell them the truth. I am deaf.
That must kill him.
Usually.
But, do you think you're deaf? I don't believe it.
Then, what would you require of me as proof?
Oh, I don't know. Green card, passport, driver's license? Show me something. You guys got a union?
I have something infinitely more impressive than that.
Let me see it, babe.
Will that do?
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. But, what I want to know is, why are you here?
The 41 school children on the bus.
Please, please, don't take them. Their lives are just getting started.
Mr. Dubois, I'm merely doing my job.
Look, what do those kids mean to you? You're going to get them someday anyway.
What are you getting at?
I want you to leave the kids alone.
You challenge death, Mr. Dubois?
Well, if you want to call it that, better yet, call it a game. Let's play a game. If I win, you leave the state empty-handed.
And if I win?
If you win, then the tour goes on as planned with one more seat reserved for me.
I don't usually do this, Mr. Dubois, but you're such an unusual fellow. Oh, you'd be quite a prize if I could bring you in early.
Then you'll do it?
Yes, but I will choose the game. Trivia.
Well, what about if we play trivia?
Okay.
Now, the first to answer 3 questions correctly wins. You may ask the first question.
Okay.
What's the lowest point in the United States?
Death Valley.
You made me pick this card.
Death always plays fair. Now, your first question. Who recorded the rock and roll classic, Tutti Frutti?
Little Richard.
Correct.
Okay, your second question. What body of water is 1,290 feet below sea level?
The Dead Sea.
You sure you're not cheating?
Heard them say he cheated death, but you never heard them say death cheated him.
All right, okay. Relax. Ask your next question.
Muhammad Ali, formerly known as...
Cassius Clay.
Please allow me to complete the question. Formerly known as Cassius Clay, won his first heavyweight championship by defeating what boxer?
Sonny Liston.
Correct.
Okay, your third question. What 1973 movie starring Charles Bronson spawned 2 sequels?
Charles Bronson?
Come on, quit stalling.
I really should get out more. Go to the movies. Relax.
Come on, answer the question.
I don't know.
Death Wish.
Oh, daughter!
I win.
Oh. Not until you answer the third question.
All right. Ask the third question. Let's get this over with.
In the TV series Green Acres, starring Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor, what was the name of the pig?
Pig.
Welcome to the home of tomorrow.
The pig on Green Acres. Who watches that? Well, it wasn't Mr. Ed, he's a horse. It wasn't Flipper, he's a dolphin. It wasn't the Fonz. The pig on Green Acres.
Ah! Arnold was the name of the pig! Arnold Ziffel!
Where did that come from?
Governor will get it. The storm is going to subside, and I must leave. I'm going to miss you, Mr. Dubois, but only for a while.
Well, what about the school children?
As I said, death plays fair. Well, enjoy the time that you want, or life passes just like Charles Bronson.
Benson, I just got a phone call. The children are safe. Everybody's safe. It's a miracle.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Come on in the kitchen. We're celebrating.
In a minute. Iron. Iron. Iron ore. Iron to... Here it is. Small mining community founded in 1885, completely destroyed in the flood of 1899. 93 people died. Well, God bless you, Arnold Ziffel, wherever you are.